Yeah, these big games overseas in the Champions League. It's Liverpool at the moment, 1-0 in front of Napoli. And the other one, Barcelona, 1-0 ahead of Tottenham Hotspur. And of course, Tottenham need to win that to go through, as do Liverpool. And Liverpool have just missed a shot at goal. Mo Salah scored one in the first half. So at the moment, currently, it's 1-0 Liverpool, and a man who'd be watching this game very closely is our footy expert, Robbie Slater, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Not there
Not there
yet.
yet.
No, he'd be making the lunches for the kids, trying to get their bags packed so they can get them to school. He'd be screaming at them to get in the car. We're running late.
Just missed another shot on goal, TK. That's two in a row. Two in the
And
last minute, Liverpool have missed.
so 1-0 may be good enough. 2-0 definitely good enough for Liverpool to get through. I'm sure he is enthralled by this contest. Robbie Slater, good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys.
They should get the job done, Liverpool.
Yeah, they should do. As we always say, DK, the game isn't over yet. So.
No.
No, they've just missed two shots on goal there, Rob, in the last minute.
Well, that's it, see? Anything can happen. Anything can happen. So, it's looking good. But, it's not over yet.
No. Here they go. Napoli's on the attack. Oh.
Oh, it's a running commentary.
Oh, running commentary.
Oh!
Sounds almost like you want Napoli to score.
Well, the right winger, he didn't miss an open goal. It wasn't an open goal, but the cross was an absolute
That's a
cracker,
beauty.
and you think he probably should have buried it.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm saying. You say they're looking good. Yeah, they're looking good.
Oh.
They'd look better with another goal or two.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because what will happen now, Napoli will just start to really push forward
Attack.
and go for that goal.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they'll do, and that'll leave them open for the counter-attack, which
True.
Liverpool love.
Yeah.
True.
So much pace with Salah. What a goal from him.
Ah. Oh.
Well, they only need to keep a clean sheet and they're through. But like
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to put the mockers on them, and so they're through when they're not through as yet.
No, there's still no. What is that? 11 minutes to go plus
About 11
injury
minutes to
time.
go, plus
So anything, as you said, can happen. What about in that other game, Robbie? Barcelona still in front, 1-0 over Tottenham.
Yeah, well, Tottenham's always a long shot
Yeah.
to go to Barcelona again. The game's not over, so. We should move on to other subjects when games aren't over.
All right, well, let's move on to this. What happens today, mate? Do you expect. Now, here's the scenario for our
Yes.
listeners and our viewers, Robbie. The FFA meet today. There's a chance they'll make no decision on expansion. There's a chance
Yep.
there will be no teams. There's a chance there'll be two teams added. There's a chance there will be four teams added. There's a chance that no one will be added for next year. It could be the year after. What do you
That's
think?
right.
Well.
And there's a chance that a pig might fly past your building at any point.
Okay, my question to you is this.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no. I ask the questions,
I
you
think
answer
I
them,
know your
right?
question.
No,
I
no,
think
no,
you
no, Robbie, Robbie.
No,
It
no.
works. No, Rob, it works like this. I ask and you answer. Firstly, tell me what you think will happen, and then tell me what should happen.
I was just about to say, see, I predicted your question, but you quite rudely cut me off in my segment, this football segment,
I was
and you
rude.
can sit there and shake your head. I should have come in this morning. I was coming in this morning, but I did predict your question, and I think there'll be no decision, TK.
No decision. Yeah.
But what should happen is, and hopefully will still happen, is that two new teams is a must. Starting from next season, and the season after, another two teams.
Okay.
We need four teams. I don't think that's possible straight off, but I definitely think we need an injection of two new teams for the start of next season. Not the season after, the
Sure.
start of next
Yeah.
season. The expansion has taken quite some time. We had it once where it failed, but that was quite some time ago. I think there's franchises ready to go. Let's give them a go, and let's
Yeah.
throw them in two from the start of next season. Hopefully, another two after. I mean, if you really want to, if you wanted to be bold, throw in four because, for all intent and purposes, there are about six franchises ready to go,
Yeah.
cashed up, ready to go.
Hey, Rob, could we ever get to the stage, or will we ever get to the stage of promotion and relegation over here?
Oh, Laurie. I think particularly in football fans like it. It's very passionate, and we see around the world the excitement relegation battles can generate.
Yep.
look, I think it's very difficult. We got four football codes here. You know, it's a fight for young players between the codes, whatever you say. And I look at rugby league and AFL, who have been around for over 100 years, and you guys don't even have promotion and relegation.
Yeah.
So it's something in this country that's not something we don't have in our major football codes. But certainly football, I think, is a different case in respect to it is something that happens around the world. Ideally, yes. I think the reality of the situation at the moment, I'd say we're a long way off.
Long way off.
Relegation.
Right, yeah.
Rob, can I ask you, if those two, you know, you'd like two teams next season, then
yep.
two more the season after, right? You've had a really good, I imagine, look at the expansion bids. What are the two areas that need the new two?
Well, I mean, everyone's got an TK.
Yeah, like, I know, but what do you think?
Is if you're going to go Sydney,
yeah.
then it has to be not Southern Sydney, my opinion, and they disagree, and they're right to,
yeah.
is that Sutherland Shire is not Sydney FC territory. That's, for me, I mean, of course it is. Yeah. A lot of their memberships come from the Sutherland Shire. I mean, literally, it's down the road. Past Brighton and off you go, you're in the Sutherland Shire from Allianz Stadium or
yep.
you know, the SCG now. And even Jubilee, where Sydney FC are playing games. So that's right in the heart of that, how would you say, that organisation's bid.
Sure.
I think Western Sydney, I think the Western Corridor, the South Western Corridor, Campbelltown.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer for me.
So Campbelltown, right?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
For me, that's the way you go. And the other one is, I mean, Canberra, of course, is there.
Right.
There is no Hyundai A-League. Historically, there was always teams coming out of Canberra in the old NSL and back to the Phillips League. So, you know, that's a possibility. And, you know, the franchises I know, look, I'm not as good with the geography in Melbourne, although I do go there very often.
But yeah.
I do know that there are very credible franchises ready to go.
I am in agreement with you this morning, Robbie, because I think both those franchises are the way to go.
The way you say you're in agreement...
What, Campbelltown and Canberra?
Yep.
What are all the other states going to think about that, though? Yep. New South Wales gets two new teams and no one else gets anything.
No, well, Canberra's not a...
Canberra, you were going to say that.
Canberra's not
New South Wales. New South Wales is not Canberra. Canberra is the ACT. It's a territory.
That's exactly right.
TK's just in an argumentative
mood. He is. Hey, mate, what about Aaron Moy getting injured?
Muttering behind you. Yeah, I saw Aaron Moy's picture.
So if he misses the Asian Cup, Tommy Rogic misses the Asian Cup, how much a disruption is that for us?
Well, let's not go. It's all over. look, as you know, Laurie, you've been a coach at the very highest level with State of Origin. Injuries are part and parcel of sport, and you can't predict when they're going to come.
Yep.
You have to deal with it. And if players miss, then you just have to find other players. Of course, be a major blow to our hopes of retaining the Asian Cup, which I think is a long shot even with those players. But that's sport.
Yeah. I know it's sport, but is he the type of player that we can ill afford to lose, or is there someone else in that team that we go...
Yeah, that's pretty much. He's not one you want to lose. I mean, he's a major, major player. Yeah.
You know, usually there's one or two in a team that you can't afford to lose, no matter who you put in.
He's one of them.
Yeah.
Well, you need at least one of those.
Yeah.
I think to have any chance of playing it. Because they're your best players. And it doesn't matter what game, what code, your best players.
And we need goal scorers.
We certainly do, Laurie. We certainly do.
And it's 5 minutes to go. It's still Liverpool 1-0 over Napoli.
Yeah.
Rob, good to chat, mate.
Good to chat, guys. That was very entertaining.